Welcome to episode 14 of The Vinyl Thread with Auburn and Natalie Lowe on Radio Nope. Each week we thread 20 minutes of vinyl together on a theme. This week we have a selection of vinyl that stands out from the crowd because of its cover art.
Bangs the Drums is a great Stone Roses single, sweet and romantic and topped with the distinctive artwork of John Squires, who played guitar in the band. The cover is in his typical paint-streaked style, with swathes of green ochre, white and black, and splashes of sky blue and red against the peachy yellow background.
Next cover art is a black and white photograph. The crescent of a cymbal weighs heavy on the page, dark and abstract, while the hands of drummer Shelley Mann blurs in a grainy smear. The photographer is William Claxton, famous for his portraits of Hollywood stars and jazz royalty. Underpainting on this cover is orange. The brushstrokes gestural, sensual. It's a palette that talks of heat and flesh, painted by the great Italian poster artist Tino Avelli. The image is from the film Brucia, Ragazzo Brucia, and music by Carmen Skerry. Thank you. the most famous jazz artist. This cover is by David Stone Martin, a sketch of Artie Shaw as he lifts up his clarinet into the air. The style is fluid, the ink pools and scratches. Martin's crow quill pen is caught in the spell of the music.
And he died with his hammer in his hand. I'll just tell you all about it now. Well, John Henry told his captain, now man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let your steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna die with that hammer in my hand. Lord, Lord, gonna die with that hammer in my hand. That hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, gonna die with that hammer in my hand. Heard John Henry had a little woman, and the dress that she wore was red. Well, she started over track, Lord, she never looked back. I'm going where John Henry lies dead, Lord, Lord, going where John Henry lies dead. Heard John Henry went down to
ink pen work has always looked good on album covers. The ink lines meander like contours on a map. They trace the imposing figure of a man lifting up a sledgehammer here. Strong, fluid, dynamic. The artist is Paul Hereford Oliver. Look out for the initials PHO on jazz, blues and skiffle releases.
Thank you.
Cover is painted by Mike Ludlow, an East Coast illustrator famous for his lush advertising and magazine paintings. Here he has painted a portrait of Sonny Rollins. The paint is dry on dry, so that Rollins appears in soft focus, the warmth of the man equal to his music. Thank you for listening to episode 14 of The Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again at 12 noon EST and 5 p.m. UK time on Sunday. And join us an hour before for DJ Deb's Picture Perfect Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from Natalie and me.